Welcome to your mindfulness standing yoga practice. Please remember to take responsibility for your body's signals while practicing. Just as we practice in the body scan and the sitting meditation, there is no goal in the yoga practice. We do it without striving or forcing, accepting our body as we find it. As you move up to your limits in a movement, practice breathing at that limit. Listen carefully to what your body is telling you and honor its messages, erring on the side of being conservative. Feel free to skip any postures or instructions that don't feel right, or to simply follow along and visualize yourself doing the practice. This is very effective. What you will gain over time from practicing this way is an increased awareness of what is right for you in the moment, for your body, breath, mind, and heart. You will gain a full integration. Please follow any medical advice that you have been given before attempting to practice any of these movements, and if necessary, seek the advice of your primary care physician before engaging in this practice. It's ideal to practice at a time when you won't be interrupted, in a warm, quiet, and comfortable environment, wearing loose and comfortable fitted clothing, on an empty stomach, and on a non-slip surface, such as a mat or floor. Let us begin. Either stand at the head of your mat or on the floor. Place your feet hip-width apart and your feet parallel. We will begin in a standing mountain pose. What sensations can you notice? How and where is the breath most easily felt in the body? Now let us refine the pose with awareness. Lift and spread your toes in the balls of your feet. Then lay them softly down on the floor. Rock back and forth and side to side. Gradually reduce the swaying to a standstill, with your weight balanced evenly on the feet. Firm your thigh muscles and lift the kneecaps without hardening your lower belly. If this is difficult, you can slightly bend the knees. Lift the inner ankles to strengthen the inner arches. Then imagine a line of energy all the way up along your inner thighs to your groins. And from there, through the core of your torso, neck, and head, and out through the crown of your head. Turn the upper thighs slightly inward, lengthening your tailbone toward the floor, and lift the pubis toward the navel. Without pushing your lower front ribs forward, lift the top of your chest bone straight toward the ceiling. Widen your collarbones. Hang your arms beside the torso. Balance the crown of your head directly over the center of your pelvis, with the underside of your chin parallel to the floor. Throat soft and the tongue wide and flat on the floor of your mouth. Soften your eyes. Where is your breath most felt? From this mountain pose, take a breath in. And as you exhale, begin to bring both arms up to the point that is comfortable and that you're able to, toward the ceiling. Taking your time, with the palms turning in and extending them fully. Continue to reach up, noticing sensations, breathing normally, reaching, taking two more breaths. Then with an exhale, allow the arms to come down. Again, starting from mountain pose, noticing the impulse to move. Take a breath in, and with an exhale, bring the arms up by the sides of the body, shoulder level. With the palms facing down, reaching them out. Breathing normally. Then inhale. And with an exhale, flex at the wrists, pushing out through the palms, as if you were pushing a wall away from you on both sides. Noticing sensations in the arms, wrists, hands, back. Inhale. And with an exhale, release the arms, returning them to the sides of the body. Starting from mountain pose, notice all sensations in the body that have arisen from your practice so far. How is the breath? Take a breath in, and with an exhale, reach the right arm up toward the ceiling with the palm turned in, reaching high up towards the ceiling. Breathing normally and naturally. Noticing what arises in the body-mind. Then inhale the breath. And on an exhale, release that arm slowly. Returning to mountain pose. Noticing. Allowing yourself to deepen your awareness of the moment. Again, from mountain pose, how is the breath? Take a breath in, and with an exhale, reach the left arm up toward the ceiling, with the palm turned in, reaching high up towards the ceiling. Breathing normally and naturally. Noticing what arises in the body-mind. Then inhale the breath, and on an exhale, release that arm down slowly, returning to mountain pose, noticing, allowing yourself to deepen your awareness of this moment. Returning to mountain pose as our base, standing firmly on both legs, noticing the breath, breathing in, on an exhale, extending both arms up over the head, with the palms turned in, extending them, standing firm on the left leg, reaching the arms up a little further, inhaling, and with an exhale, slightly side bending from the hips toward the right, continuing to reach up with the arms, breathing normally and naturally, inhaling, and on an exhale, returning toward the center, and releasing the arms down, noticing. And now, inviting the movement to the other side. From mountain pose as our base, standing firmly on both legs, noticing the breath, breathing in, and on an exhale, extending both arms up overhead, with the palms turned in, extending them, standing firm on the right leg, reaching the arms up a little further, inhaling, and with an exhale, slightly side bending from the hips toward the left, continuing to reach up with the arms, breathing normally and naturally. Inhaling. And on an exhale, returning toward the center and releasing the arms down. Noticing. We will now practice some shoulder lifts. Remember, adjusting as you need to. Return to your mountain pose. Take an inhale and lift your shoulders up and then bring them forward. Hold for a moment And with an exhale, release your arms gently down and notice any and all sensations, especially in the upper back neck area. Now practice a few on your own, at your own pace. Now let's repeat this movement towards the back of the body. Standing in mountain pose. Inhaling the breath. Lifting the shoulders up. And then bringing them back towards each other. Holding for a moment. And then with an exhale, releasing the arms by the sides of the body. Now practicing a few more on your own. We will now practice some head rolls, moving our head 360 degrees. But if this isn't something you're able or willing to do, you can simply practice allowing the head to move from side to side, gently dropping each ear to its shoulder, standing in mountain pose, noticing your intention to move, breathing in and drawing your chin down toward your chest bone, not dropping the chest bone, and then rotating your chin toward the left collarbone, the left ear toward the left arm, dropping the head back toward the left shoulder blade, the head back toward the center of the spine. Now tilting the head toward the right shoulder blade, the right ear toward the right arm, the chin down toward the right collarbone, then back toward the chest bone, inhaling and returning up to vertical. Now do a few at your own pace, noticing any and all sensations. Let's now reverse the role. Standing in mountain pose. Noticing your intention to move. Breathing in. And drawing your chin down toward your chest bone. Not dropping the chest bone. and then rotating your chin toward the right collarbone, the right ear toward the right arm, dropping the head back toward the right shoulder blade, the head back toward the center of the spine. Now tilting the head toward the left shoulder blade, the left ear toward the left arm, the chin down toward the left collarbone, then back toward the center, not dropping the chest bone. Inhaling and returning up to vertical again. Do a few on your own, noticing any and all sensations. Now from the mountain pose. Inhale, place your hands on your waist and separate your legs wider than your hips. On an exhale, turn your right foot out 90 degrees and the back foot in 10 degrees, aligning your feet so that your front leg heel is in line with the back leg arch. Stand this way for a moment. Pause. Notice the balance in your body. Where is the breath? Inhale, and on an exhale, begin to rotate the torso to the right, keeping the chin in line with the chest bone. Turn the upper torso, mid-torso, and last the lower torso, breathing normally and naturally, balancing the weight in the heel and outer portion of the back foot and the inner portion of the front foot. Notice sensations in the body. Inhale and return to center. For this pose, you might want to use a chair. Once again, from mountain pose, take a breath in. And on an exhale, bending your knees, bend from your hips, allow your pelvis to tilt over your thighs, releasing your torso down towards the floor. Don't bounce. And if your hands don't touch the floor, you can be on your fingertips or place your hands on your shins or on a chair. Breathe normally, noticing sensations in the legs, in the upper back and neck, releasing the shoulders away from the ears. Take a few breaths here. And if you want to go a little deeper, take a breath and with an exhale, come up onto the right fingertips or shins. And lift your left arm in line with your left shoulder and extend it away from you, keeping your head in line with your spine. Now release. Inhale. And with an exhale, placing your left fingertips on the floor or your shin, lift your right arm and extend it away from you, keeping your head in line with your spine. Inhale, and with an exhale, fold one more time over your legs. Don't roll the spine to come up. Instead, bring your hands back onto your hips and reaffirm the length of the front torso. Then press your tailbone down and into the pelvis and come up on an inhale with a long front torso. Standing in mountain pose. Inhale and raise your arms parallel to the floor, in line with your shoulders and shoulder width apart. Exhale and bend your knees, trying to take the thighs as nearly parallel to the floor as possible. The knees will project out over the feet, and the torso will lean slightly forward over the thighs until the front torso forms approximately a right angle with the tops of the thighs. Keep the inner thighs parallel to each other and press the heads of the thigh bones down towards the heels. Firm your shoulder blades against the back, taking your tailbone down toward the floor and in toward your pubis to keep the lower back long, breathing normally and naturally. To come out of this pose, straighten your knees with an inhalation, lifting strongly through the arms. Exhale and release your arms to your sides into mountain pose. Notice all sensations. Now let's practice our last standing pose. Notice your breathing. Feel free to use a wall or a chair for help with balancing in this pose. Stand in mountain pose. Shift your weight slightly onto the left foot, keeping the inner foot firm to the floor, and bend your right knee. Draw your right foot up and place the sole against the inner left leg. At the ankle, shin, inner thigh, not at the knee joint. If possible, press the right heel into the inner left leg, toes pointing toward the floor. The center of your pelvis should be directly over the left foot. Rest your hands on the top rim of your pelvis. Make sure the pelvis is in a neutral position, with the top rim parallel to the floor. Lengthen your tailbone toward the floor. Firmly press the right foot sole against the inner leg and resist with the outer left leg. Press your hands together at your chest. You can take your arms over your head, reaching them away from you. Gaze softly at a fixed point in front of you on the floor, about 4 or 5 feet away, breathing normally and naturally. noticing sensations throughout the body mind. Step back to mountain pose with an exhalation. Let's repeat this pose on the other side. Beginning by standing in mountain pose, shift your weight slightly onto the right foot, keeping the inner foot firm to the floor, and bend your left knee. Draw your left foot up and place the sole against the inner right leg, at the ankle, shin, or inner thigh. Not at the knee joint. If possible, press the left heel into the inner right leg, toes pointing toward the floor. The center of your pelvis should be directly over the right foot. Rest your hands on the top rim of your pelvis. Make sure the pelvis is in a neutral position, with the top rim parallel to the floor. Lengthen your tailbone toward the floor. Firmly press the left foot's sole against the inner leg and resist with the outer left leg. Press your hands together at your chest. You can take your arms over your head, reaching them away from you. Gaze softly at a fixed point in front of you on the floor, about 4 or 5 feet away, breathing normally and naturally, noticing sensations throughout the body mind. Step back to mountain pose with an exhalation. Let's end this standing practice with corpse pose. Come to a sitting posture on your mat or floor. Make sure you don't lie on any cold surface. In corpse pose, it's essential that the body be placed in a neutral position. Sit on the floor with your knees bent, feet on the floor, and lean back onto your forearms. Lift your pelvis slightly off the floor, and with your hands, push the back of the pelvis toward the tailbone. Then return the pelvis to the floor. Inhale, and slowly extend the right leg, then the left, pushing through the heels. Release both legs, softening the groins, and see that the legs are angled evenly relative to the midline of the torso, and that the feet turn out equally. You can place a folded blanket or bolster under the knees for more comfort or support. With your hands, lift the base of the skull away from the back of the neck, and release the back of the neck down toward the tailbone. If you have any difficulty doing this, support the back of the head and neck on a folded blanket. Make sure your ears are equidistant from your shoulders. Reach your arms toward the ceiling, perpendicular to the floor. Rock slightly from side to side, and broaden the back ribs and the shoulder blades away from the spine. Then release the arms to the floor, angled evenly relative to the midline of the torso. Turn the arms outward and stretch them away from the space between the shoulder blades. Rest the backs of the hands on the floor as close as you comfortably can to the index finger knuckles. Make sure the shoulder blades are resting evenly on the floor. In addition to quieting the physical body and corpse, it's also necessary to pacify the sense organs. Soften the root of the tongue, the wings of the nose, the channels of the inner ears, and the skin of the forehead, especially around the bridge of the nose between the eyebrows. Let the eyes sink to the back of the head, then turn them downward to gaze at the heart. Release your brain to the back of the head. To come out of the pose, first roll gently with an exhalation onto one side, preferably the right. Take two or three breaths. With another exhalation, press your hands against the floor and lift your torso, dragging your head slowly after. The head should always come up last.